It was kind of like one of those hidden in plain sight stories, I guess.
This is Kara Kadu. Officially, she's an associate professor in the history department and in the media school at Indiana University, Bloomington. Unofficially, she's a cinema expert, and over the pandemic, she discovered something huge, something from a missing black film produced in 1916, which was assumed lost to history. But if we're going to talk about silent films, we're going to need some silent film accompaniment. All right, back to Kara Kadu.
So it's part of, or it's being cut somehow into this other film from 1921 called By Right of Birth, which is by the same company, the Lincoln Motion Picture Company.
Kadu wasn't looking for the missing footage. She was researching her book about early 20th century black actor Noble Johnson, known as the first African American movie star. The Lincoln Picture Company produced what was called race films. They were by African Americans and for African Americans. Kadu happened to be watching another Motion Picture Company film, By Right of Birth, released in 1921, which she says has been circulating for a long time. By Right of Birth isn't itself complete. Some scenes are missing, so the flow of the film doesn't always make sense as it is, which is why the missing scene went unnoticed.
And there's this one scene that for a long time hasn't made sense, but the assumption was, well, maybe there's something else missing.
In the scene, there's a couple sitting on the steps near a home, played by Lincoln stars Beulah Hall and Jimmy Smith.
It kind of dawned on me that the actors in that scene had never been mentioned in connection with the 1921 film, right? Noble Johnson, for example, had quit the company in 1918.
Johnson actually just appears as a special effect up in the corner, a soldier illustrating a longing for Beulah Hall's missing beau. But why? It's not really part of the rest of the story, and neither was some of the intertitle imagery.
Everything kind of just came together, and I was like, you know what? This seems like it's a different film. This seems like it's The Trooper of Troop K, which is from 1916, which would make it the earliest black-produced film that survived, right, in American history.
Of course, Kadu had to verify this idea. She researched out of the Margaret Herrick Library, the Beverly Hills-based Oscars Academy Library, and the University of California, among other places. She discovered a handbill for the missing 1916 movie, Trooper of Troop K, depicting those same actors, Beulah Hall and Jimmy Smith, wearing the same clothes, standing before the same house.
And that's when I was like, okay, now this is definitely from Trooper.
Which was the missing film. And nobody knows why this footage was spliced into a different film. Recently, Kadu's findings were vetted and accepted into the Library of Congress. The Lincoln Film Company also has Indiana connections. Noble Johnson's family was from Indiana. They're buried in Indianapolis. Kadu says one reason this film is important is because it came out 1 year after D.W. Griffith's Birth of a Nation, a famously racist silent film.
And I think that this film is evidence that there was this really thriving black film culture that was going on at the same time, that has been forgotten because so many of these films have been lost. Like, traditional archives have not, until recently, been invested in preserving that kind of material. It kind of illustrates how innovative and just really talented these early black filmmakers were.
Featured organist is Robert Nichols, who frequently performs for silent film screenings at his church, First Presbyterian in Evansville, where he is director of music. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Tim Jagalow.